talk show where you can learn a lot. This is the Gary Doyle Show with news and interviews on topics and stories that affect you. Now in for Gary Doyle, special guest host, Susan Coke Shearer.
On your Friday afternoon, Susan Cook here sitting in for Gary Doyle. Well, while most of us have been focused on the Beijing Olympics, which of course is a platform for celebrating the physical accomplishments of the athletes, there's an Olympiad of another sort getting underway in Egypt. And this one features some of the brightest young computer minds of the world. And that includes a team from Canada led by coaches from the University of Waterloo. We are going to find out about the Olympiad of Informatics that's happening in Egypt right now with Troy Vasiga, who's with the School of Computer Science at the University of Waterloo and director of the Canadian Computing Competition. Great to have you along, Troy.
Thanks for having me, Susan.
You know what? I look at the Olympics in Beijing and think, you know, I could never do that. I'm taking a look at the Olympiad of Informatics in Egypt and saying, okay, I have a better chance of being in the Olympics in Beijing than I do in this.
Well, you shouldn't feel bad about that. I feel the same way, actually, during the competition. So these kids that are going are really world-class. So.
World-class and very young. We're talking high school kids, aren't we?
Yeah, we actually have a student that just finished grade 10 and one who just finished grade 11, and actually two that just finished grade 11 and one that's going to university. So, yeah, so they're pretty young.
For people like me who need to have this explained just a little bit further, what they'll be doing in Egypt, maybe you could give us an outline, Troy, of what the Olympiad of Informatics is all about.
Sure. The Olympiad of Informatics started in 1989, so this is the 20th edition of it. And it's a competition for high school students from around the world. This year there'll be about 80 countries competing, and each country brings four competitors to the event. And basically, the core of the event are there's 2 days of competition, and the competition involves students are given three problems to solve on a computer in a five-hour time limit. And a problem would be something like, so here's a radio version. Let's suppose you're setting up a bunch of radio towers around a city, and you know the population density, and you want to cover the most area. So is there a way to place the radio towers around the city in order to kind of capture the biggest audience? And so this is kind of a hard problem to figure out, and students are given three of these kind of problems in a five-hour time limit to solve. So.
And what are they giving? What are the tools that they're given to figure this all out?
So they have to write it in a programming language, and they have kind of three choices, which are C, C++, and Pascal. So if you're not a computer scientist, those just mean, well, something. One sounds like a scientist, and one's a letter of the alphabet. So these are languages that are fairly popular and very common around the world. So. So they're given a description of the problem, like in English or in their native language, and they're asked to write a program that reads the input and produces the right output. So it might read a description of the city, like how many people are in various parts of the city and how many radio towers they have to put up, and then they have to output where to put those radio towers. So it's really dealing with input and producing some kind of output.
I would think that that type of problem for adults to figure out might be complex enough, let alone, you know, 14 to 17-year-olds.
Oh, for sure. But these guys, they really train hard, and there's lots of practice materials that they've been working through. In fact, they were at the university this week doing some training, so we gave them previous competitions, and I think they've learned quite a bit of how hard it can actually be. But with a lot of practice, you'd be surprised how much you can actually learn.
So with our team of four, I guess, that we're sending over to the Olympics,
the
International Olympiad on Informatics.
Yep.
How are these kids chosen then?
So the University of Waterloo, there's a Center for Education in Mathematics Computing, which is a kind of part of the Faculty of Mathematics University. And the center runs the Canadian Computing Competition, which is a high school competition that's run across Canada, where high school students can write a contest called the Stage 1 of the CCC. So this year we had about 2,500 students write that competition. The top 20 of those students were invited to Waterloo for Stage 2 in May. And out of those 20 students, I picked the top four, and they represent Canada at the IOI.
We're talking to Troy Vasiga, who is with the School of Computer Science at the University of Waterloo and also director of the Canadian Computing Competition, about the International Olympiad of Informatics that's happening in Egypt and our local contingent that's there, which, Troy, includes the coaches who happen to be from the University of Waterloo.
That's right, yeah. So I'm going. I'm from the School of Computer Science. There's also Professor Ian Monroe from the School of Computer Science. And we have a student, Graham Kemkes, who's just finished his PhD, who's also going to be the actual team leader. So I'm going because Canada's actually hosting the event in 2010. So I'm going kind of as a future host representative.
Well, you know, when you talk about this and this being the elite of some high school students, there are about 250,000 young people who take part in these competitions across the world for the right to represent their countries.
That's right, yeah. So you start off with about 250,000 of competitors, and now we're at the top 400. So even if our students wipe out entirely at the IOI, which I don't think is going to happen, they're still in the top 400 of the students in the world, which is really quite an accomplishment.
But, you know, I think people, the likes of Mike Lazaridis and Jim Balsillies of the world, you know, they would be paying as much attention to this Olympiad that's happening as, you know, the rest of us are paying to what's going on in Beijing.
For sure. These are clearly going to be the future stars of their fields in computer science, or, in fact, whatever fields they choose. Usually these students are very well-rounded. I've had students that compete in the other Olympiads, like the International Biology Olympiad and International Mathematics Olympiad. So these kids are not just computer whizzes or computer geeks. These guys are actually quite well-rounded and knowledgeable about a lot of things. So,
well, and the games themselves, as they participate in them, that's one aspect of their time that they're going to be spending in Egypt. They also get some time to be kids and be out there and foster friendships and tour around.
Exactly. In fact, the first IOI, the IOI itself was sanctioned by UNESCO, the United Nations Education, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. And so part of the mandate of that is to actually experience the country we're going to. So this year we're going to go to the pyramids and we're going to have a Nile cruise and see the Sphinx. So we're going to get a sense of what life is kind of like in Egypt, so which is really, I think, a broadening opportunity for these students.
Is it just coincidence that this happens during a regular Olympic year, or was this done specifically to draw attention to the event?
It's actually just a bit of coincidence. There have been some times, so when it was in the Southern Hemisphere, in fact, so it was in South Africa, I think, in 1994, I believe, and it was held in late September because that was starting to be their summer there. So it does move around a little bit. So this year is a little bit coincident, and when it was in Athens, it was actually between the quote-unquote normal Olympics and then the Paralympics. So there was a week in between those two events where the IOI was actually held in Greece in 2004.
Well, in year-wise, it's kind of fun that in 2010, when we've got the Vancouver Olympics going on, that here at the University of Waterloo, this will be the first Canadian university ever to host the IOI competition.
Exactly, yeah. It's really quite a privilege, I think. And it's going to, I think, really enhance the world perspective that the University of Waterloo kind of carries around with it. I think people know that the University of Waterloo is very excellent in computer science, and I think this will just further enhance that.
Well, it sounds exciting. Now, are you jumping on a plane today to head over to Egypt?
Yes, I'm getting picked up in about 45 minutes, and then I'll get to experience real summer when I get to Egypt.
Well, enjoy it over there. All the best, Troy.
Thank you very much.
Let us know how the students do over there. We'll be watching. And for anybody who wants to watch as well, you can go on to the website, and we'll put a link to the website on our webpage on the Gary Doyle Show.
Excellent.
How's that? Wonderful. Well, all the best and wish the students luck for us.
Thanks very much.
As they compete in the Olympiad of Informatics in Egypt, our guest has been Troy Vasiga, director of the Canadian Computing Competition and also with the School of Computer Science at the University of Waterloo. This is 570 News.